and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, But I Say to You.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. Well, welcome to everybody's favorite scripture passage. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Such hard sayings of Jesus make very clear that living as a follower of Jesus comes with a price. Hearing, if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also, our inclination, at least secretly, is to chalk it up to outrageous hyperbole or to simple naivete. We're thinking, do this in our culture, where violence of all sorts, from the playground to the boardroom, is seemingly all-pervasive. Turn the other cheek in this kind of atmosphere? Well, in a word, according to today's scripture, the answer is yes, precisely. Note well, however, this is about resistance, not passivity, like allowing oneself to be the proverbial doormat. This is a healthful resistance without any retaliatory violence. A big challenge. The whole of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, of which these verses are but a small part, puts before us a kind of blueprint for the reign of God. The kingdom of God looks like this, like what we hear in chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew's Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount. Today's exhortation is to nonviolent resistance. It's about the issue of retaliation and whether it is acceptable in the reign of God. The issue is all too familiar to all of us, especially those of us here in the States, where retaliation and revenge are actually publicly and explicitly promised by some candidates for national election. Retaliation and revenge, they tell us, will be a priority should such candidates get elected. Pope Francis, like many others, emphasizes over and over that the gospel message is very concrete. It is for right here, right now, in each of our particular circumstances. So we cannot brush it off lightly or try to tame its impact in some cynical fashion, or spin it to serve our own purposes. To take the message to heart seriously requires that we be alert to the risks of unwittingly absorbing some of the contaminated atmosphere of much of our current culture, and falling into the trap of more subtle forms of retaliation ourselves, more subtle forms of violence, actually. We do this in our personal relationships and interactions with others, singly or in groups. I'm thinking of such things as a stony silence instead of honest and open dialogue, or a belittling condescension instead of genuine respect for an individual person or group of persons. Each of us can come up with our own personal list of these sorts of damaging or destructive ways of acting, whether that be for to show some superiority or some control over others. Unfortunately, a very long list of these kinds of behavior could be compiled. We have all sung, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." There's truth in that message. A deepened consciousness in each of us individually of the evil of retaliation and the need for conversion from it and a turn to nonviolent responses will be the beginning of a wider, more universal turnaround. Jesus created a new community of people who love one another. God is love. In our communion with that love, the image of turning the other cheek feels less like hyperbole or naivete and more like a real possibility. It also opens us to hear what follows those oft-repeated words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, "But I say to you." So let's pray for that grace.